Good morning, New Mexico. Welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company, streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services, and we are at facebook.com/radiocafe. Ladies and gentlemen, we are just entering now the seventh day of the KSFR Fun Drive, and would love to get a report about how we are doing in the Fun Drive. I know that we've, pretty sure we've passed the halfway mark. Not sure we're going all the way this time around. It's a, you know, it's quite a challenge to raise money. Everybody in Santa Fe knows this. Everybody in Santa Fe, which probably has more nonprofits per capita than any place in the country. I don't know that for a fact, but it certainly seems that way. And we raise money for really the most wonderful things. Nonprofits of all kinds. We have animal welfare and the arts and helping people who are down and out, helping people who are just getting a leg up in life, healthcare, schools, every kind of thing that you can imagine that is doing good for people both in the local area and on the other side of the planet. We do here in Santa Fe. We are blessed with a very, very generous community. People who care about others, people who care about the planet, people who care about each other. And they like to give, they like to organize. We like to give, we like to organize. And KSFR, if I may say so, and this program, you know, to some extent also, or to a great extent also, is the place where you find out about all these other things. And so while people are busy giving their money to everything from the animal shelter to the opera to the youth shelters and so on, they might forget, you might forget, that the way you hear about all of these things and the way, indeed, that they publicize all of these things and let the community know what's going on is through KSFR. So if this is important to you, if you care about all of these things, why don't you give us a call? The number is 505-428-1393, 428-1393. Give us a call and let us know that you support KSFR and that you support the betterment of all these different areas in life that we're involved in. And some of them are, many of them are nonprofit. They're not all nonprofit. Some of them are just community groups of various kinds. Some of them are businesses. But whatever they are, you hear about them here on Community Radio KSFR, whose fundraising pledge drive number is 428-1393. And what we're asking is that you extend your generosity, maybe the price of a meal that you might eat out, that you extend that generosity and give that amount to KSFR. Some people like to give on a monthly basis, which is wonderful for us. You just ask your phone volunteer, how do I pledge whatever you want, $15, $20, $30 a month to KSFR. Or you can give a one-time donation, whatever it is, give us a call at 428-1393, 428-1393. I want to check in with Brian, who's in the control room. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are we doing?
You know, I don't know exact numbers, but the morning's been pretty good. We could definitely use some more people calling in.
Well, if you like the Radio Cafe, give a call. We're looking especially for first-time callers. There are people who are listening to public radio who have never called before and who say, well, you know, this will go on whether I participate or not. But in fact, that is not the case. This will not go on if you don't participate. It will go on if you do. Participation has to be something that is enjoyable and doesn't hurt. We do not like pain. Oh, no. We like pleasure, and we'd like the pleasure of being with KSFR, of doing service via KSFR, and you can enjoy the pleasure of giving to KSFR. 505-428-1393. And I have to say that the very first time that I ever gave to public radio, which was, I don't even like to say how many years ago, many years ago, before I moved to Santa Fe, when I was living in Boston, they were doing a pledge drive on one of these stations, and I thought, you know, this is irritating. Why can't they just go back? I've tuned into this music program, and why can't they just go back to it? And then a little light bulb went off in my head, and that was that when they say, we need you to call, that they actually meant me, that they actually meant Mary Charlotte sitting here. They needed me to call. So I picked up the phone, and I was nervous. It was almost like stage fright. And I picked up the phone, and I called them, and I said, you know, I'd like to pledge $35, and they said thank you, and they were incredibly nice, as our phone volunteers are. And next thing you know, they were saying my name on the air, which was a thrill. Although you don't have to have your name said on the air. That's you can pledge anonymously, and that's just as good. But next thing you know, they were saying my name on the air. And next thing you know, I had a coffee mug, which I then proceeded to drink my coffee out of for many years until it broke. I don't know if we're doing coffee mugs this time. But in any case, the pleasure is donating to KSFR 428-1393. And I have Steve Bohannon in the cafe with me. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte. How are you?
Good, good. It's great to have you. And we're just about to do an interview with you and your colleague. But I just wanted to give you a moment to say hello and greet your constituency.
My constituency. Excellent. I have a constituency.
You do.
It's really good to be on your show as a guest instead of another clanking plate in the background here. But I've been a long-time listener and brought my checkbook today. So I'd
like to thank you.
Pledge today for KSFR. It's a really important thing that I really believe in, and I come here for a lot of my programming, and very happy to be a participant today and making it go forward.
428-1393, 428-1393. I'm very happy now to welcome Stephen Bohannon and David Gendreau. They are part of something called Ignite New Mexico, which we're going to find out what that is in just a moment. And there's an Ignite New Mexico event happening this coming Wednesday, the 22nd of September at Santa Fe Complex. Welcome, gentlemen, to the Radio Cafe.
Good to be here, Mary Charlotte. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, so Ignite is a national organization, and I guess with a New Mexico chapter, is that how it works?
It's not as formal as that. It's not an organization per se. It's more a collection of individual groups kind of doing their own thing. We don't, there's no formal organization that I know of. And what Ignite really is, Ignite is a format for talking about something you're passionate about.
And that format is very specific.
Yeah, and that's what makes Ignite Ignite, is that it's 5 minutes. You have 5 minutes to talk about any subject you want. And you stand up in front of the audience, and you have a microphone, and behind you is projected a slide presentation that you've put together. And those, you get exactly 20 slides. Those
PowerPoint.
PowerPoint, Keynote, whatever application you use to make the slides. Yep, computer-based. And you get a slide every 15 seconds. They advance automatically. You don't get to control it.
It really keeps you on your feet. It's 5 minutes goes by a lot faster when you're actually given the presentations. And even if you're in the audience, even if it's a topic that you don't care for, then it's going to be over in 5 minutes. So just bear with it, and something else interesting will be coming up next.
And so on a typical evening of an Ignite event, you will have some number of people each giving these five-minute presentations with the slides advancing every 15 seconds on any subject at all.
Generally, yeah.
Ignite's roots are in technology. They started off in Seattle, 2006. And most of the original Ignites tended to be technology focused, but as it's spread and grown, it includes any subject you want. I think we do in Santa Fe, we do 12 what we call sparks. Each individual presentation is called a spark. Hopefully it'll spark thoughts or action of some kind. Half of the ones we're presenting, or that are being presented this Wednesday, are going to be with a tech focus, and half are not. So it can be on any subject.
What are some subjects or a subject that you have covered yourself in your own spark?
I'm actually giving one this Wednesday on email marketing, how to conduct an email marketing campaign.
Giving some examples of success stories, things like that?
More general principles to follow, things to do and things to don't do.
What about you, Steve?
Two Ignites ago, I gave a presentation on game design and why gaming is important for a community to continue uplift and So the kind of the history of where games came from and where we could take them from here. So.
And not just video games, but everything from chess to Monopoly to anything.
Chess is an extremely old game. Cards have been around for a long time. Dice go back to the Egyptians. So kind of illustrated some of that background and then showed why it would be important for us to continue that community building through gaming.
Now, is this does this tend to be what you might call super nerdy?
It can be. Well, that's the great thing about the format is that it's really open to anything. We're going to hear about composting this time around. We're going to hear about growing a rose garden in New Mexico. Those aren't so nerdy. Maybe composting is, depending on how much you get into it.
Not necessarily, right.
But it definitely can be. We're also going to hear about WebGL, which I don't know anything about. And it's kind
WebGL.
Of, it's pushing some of the conversation forward and subjects that people don't know a lot about. So I know that a friend of mine gave a presentation on bringing broadband to Santa Fe, a super high-speed broadband to Santa Fe. So it definitely can be nerdy.
Now, on a national level, I mean, it's not the same as the TED Talks. I don't know if all of our listeners have heard of the TED Talks, but that's something that I look up from time to time on just on YouTube. But these are talks given by people of national and international prominence on any subject. They're usually about, 20 minutes long, something like that. It's a little bit looser format. It doesn't have the advancing slides and so on. But it's basically, I think both things are a way that your average person can just get it introduced to subjects that they wouldn't probably go to a film about or read a book about because there's not the time.
Ignite services really two populations. It's the people that actually go and watch the Ignite, and they get to learn and touch on subjects and have an interesting time and meet people and see things that they wouldn't see before. The other audience is the people giving the presentation. Unlike TED, anybody can give a talk. We have people submit their topics online, and if there's more topics than we have space for, it gets voted on by the crowdsource, and it's
gets voted on by who?
By the crowd. So by people that visit the website, they vote on the topics they want to see.
Okay.
And then those get presented, and so it's really anybody can present, and it's an experience for the presenter. A lot of people that are presenting have never been in front of an audience before, presented on a topic before, in front of 100 or 120 people. So it's a whole experience just for those people.
It is a great way to learn. It's a great way to learn public speaking skills. Here's an audience that came not knowing exactly what they're going to listen to, and here you are presenting them with something that it could be on any subject, and that's really compelling, that you could sideswipe somebody with a conversation that they weren't expecting. So it's an opportunity also for this spark is a good word for it, I feel. It's this spark of creativity that could leave the space once you're in the presence of someone who is really passionate about a topic.
And I think some of them end up containing ideas that you can use in one way or another. There was somebody, I believe it was here in Santa Fe, who gave a talk of 5-minute spark on the role of women in the workplace.
Interesting.
And there was, I was just watching it on YouTube a little while ago, and I
missed that one.
Really? Oh, I thought I saw it on your site. But anyway, it was one of the ideas in it is that some number of people think that women, in order to succeed, should act like men in the workplace, and turns out that that's not true. And she gives some nice examples of that, and somehow things like that have the potential to make little mini paradigm shifts in people's minds.
Absolutely. This is a great format for that.
So how are you related to the national Ignite scene, if you are?
It's a loose confederacy of organizations. There's a mailing list that we all communicate with, but there's no requirements or dictates or anything.
No central head of the Hydra. It's pretty loosely organized.
Yeah.
We have kind of a sister. Ignite New Mexico is really the head under which we are doing what we do here. So Santa Fe is a subset of Ignite New Mexico, and Albuquerque is another. So every other month, will bounce back and forth. So every 4 months or so, we'll have an event here in Santa Fe. So it'll be this month we'll be here in Santa Fe. 2 months from now we'll be in Albuquerque, and it should come back here before the end of the year.
Now, if people are listening and they say, gee, I have a topic that I would really like to present, but I need a little bit of maybe of technical help doing it or something like that, how do they proceed?
I think we're going to end up opening the submissions for Ignite New Mexico 9 as soon as we're finished with Ignite New Mexico 8.
And that is the day after tomorrow.
Correct. So the we're going to open it up. People can submit topics. They're going to get voted on for the Albuquerque event, and then getting in touch with those administrators who actually run independently from us, but in conjunction, we'll be able to support them in any way. And of course, we're always available too. We want to see the conversation move forward in a way that really supports community building, networking, and education specifically, and other ways that we can get people talking about really interesting things here in Santa Fe.
Have you found that the people who are presenting in Ignite come from kind of specific demographics, or are they all over the map, or what's going on?
We've seen a lot of demographics, haven't we?
Yeah, it's pretty much everywhere.
It crosses from, I think, the youngest one that, who was the youngest one that we know of? Early 20s, easily, if not, I think we had a really young one down in Albuquerque. I just wasn't there for that one. And all the way up, that's the oldest person I know of, is in their 70s currently. So it crosses a wide range of ages. The demographic has been spread across ethnicities, and it's really a great place for people to come together and learn about each other's passions.
428-1393, 428-1393 is the number to call for the KSFR Fun Drive. And Stephen Bohannon, this is just such an interesting thing that you're doing. It's such an interesting format. How did you, when did you first hear about it?
Well, actually, I have a friend named Mick Thompson, and smart guy from Los Alamos, local grown dude, and he moved off to Santa Monica on us. So David Jundro and I decided that this is way too good of a thing that he brought to Santa Fe to not keep going forward with. So we took it over and have asked him a lot of questions about the format and how it is that he pulls it off each time. And so we're going to do the same here on Wednesday night.
428-1393. If you like what you're hearing, if this has piqued your interest, if this has sparked your interest,
nice.
You can make a contribution to KSFR by calling 428-1393. This is no joke. We're not asking because we just feel like asking. We're asking because we actually really need the help. It would be as if somebody came out with their hand extended and said, listen, we're not going to really quite make it through unless people help out. Are you willing to help? And you, Stephen, are willing to help.
It's true. I brought my checkbook today, and I'll be writing a check to KSFR.
Thank you so much.
And so, Mary Charlotte, I can earmark it for Radio Cafe. Is that correct? Can I
put
a little
note in the
memo?
You can just put a tag that says you like Radio Cafe. Yeah. It goes into operating expenses. You know, one of the things that is really tricky for a lot of nonprofits, which is what we are, is that people will grant money for programs, but not always for operating expenses. And for us, operating expenses is what it's all about, is basically fixing the technology and paying staff who fix the technology and who keep it all going and who administer the organization and so on. Those are operating expenses. It's not super sexy. It's not anything exciting. The programming itself is what's exciting. But to keep it going, we need basic operating support, which we can receive from you, dear gentle listener, by calling 428-1393.
So, Mary Charlotte, I think you would make a perfect Ignite presenter. I think you'd have plenty to talk about all the people that you've interviewed over the years.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I'm going to make you give a presentation 2 months from now up here in Santa Fe. Or, I'm sorry, 4 months from now up here in Santa Fe.
Is that when the next one is, four months from now?
Yeah, we'll do it every other month between here and Albuquerque. So since day after tomorrow, we will be up here in Santa Fe. Roughly 2 months from now, we'll have one down in Albuquerque. And then it will be another 2 months after that we'll be back up here in Santa Fe.
So 428-1393. Yeah, I'll have to think about that. It's My expertise is nothing in particular except talking to you guys.
And you do a darn good job of it.
Well, thank you. I would like to encourage all people who like the Radio Cafe to give a call right now. 428-1393, 428-1393. We will be waiting for your call. And do we have a report from the control room, Brian? Have people been calling?
A few. It's a little slow this morning.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's ignite those callers.
We're gonna have to set a goal. We were setting a goal of $1,500 during each Radio Cafe, and I think we made it on almost all of them. I think if you average it out, we more than made it on all of the days last week. Let us be modest today and set a goal of $1,000 for this hour. And Brian, in the next time we break, will tell us where we are up to. But the number is 428-1393. Let us meet our goal for this hour of $1,000. And maybe we can get you some good news by the end of the show. 428-1393. Now, if somebody is an artist, is this a way that they can kind of get their... does it become sort of a... Can it be kind of a performance?
We had a really good example of that, didn't we? You want to tell them about it, David?
Yeah, well, just the last time we were in Santa Fe, we had somebody present a spark on music, and it was brilliant. He played the banjo and had slides of musical concepts and accompanied those concepts with musical demonstrations of them. And
the difference between auto-tune and a vocoder, for instance, and, you know, kind of the backup of each. And
Rhythm versus melody,
you know, timing. Yeah, he really covered a lot, and he made it extremely compelling to listen to. People, it was a standing ovation, so everyone really got into that.
Excellent. Now, I've got two of you here, Stephen Bohannon and David Gendreau. What have been... If you think about all the ones that you've seen both live and on YouTube, there's a bunch of them there too. What have been some of the sparks that have most moved you or changed you or touched your heart?
Well, last month in Albuquerque, there was a woman who gave a presentation called My Polish Catheter. And it was about her trip to Poland to try an experimental procedure to help with her multiple sclerosis, and it was awesome. Like, she, you know, she's has MS and she's kind of advanced in it, and she was able to get on stage and give this presentation about medical procedures she was having in Europe, and it was brilliant.
What about you, Steve?
I'm going to go a little more lighthearted. The first Ignite that I went to had a presentation on dinosaurs. I'm a big fan of paleontology, and watching that presentation really compelled me. But that's the thing. It could be anything from something extremely humorous to a very serious subject. It crosses the board from lighthearted all the way to some things that really need to be talked about, social issues and other concerns.
It's a very interesting genre. The more you talk about it, the more I think I'd never heard of it until I ran into you the other day and you were talking about it. I thought, well, let's get this on the air. But it's such an interesting genre because anything can happen. And I think something that is just a part of human nature that we forget about is we love to be surprised. And this is a genre or a format where you are bound to be surprised because you have no idea what kind of thing it is. Whereas when you go to a symphony, you pretty much know what you're getting, and that's great. And if you go to an action movie, it's likewise, but not this.
So speaking on that subject, we do something to kind of break the ice as soon as we get everyone settled down. We'll take some slides from another Ignite somewhere else in the country, and sometimes out of the country, and call up a participant from the audience and say, we're going to put a slideshow up here, and you don't know what it is, but we're going to ask you to present it anyway. And so it's a bit of improv, and we've had some really interesting and funny results
hilarious.
From that.
That's hilarious. You mean you're using... somebody just takes it almost as theater improv to use somebody else's slides.
Exactly.
And they have no idea what they're getting. Mm-hmm. Are you going to do that on Wednesday?
We call it Reverse Ignite. We'll do two of them to start it off.
Excellent. So I guess it's kind of a surprise for you guys, too, when the presentation starts.
As organizers, we we get copies of the slides before, but we often don't meet the people at all until the night of. They submit their topics online, and they get voted on by people, and people that win, obviously, we get copies of slides first to put them together, but it's really a surprise for us.
They must have to do a lot of rehearsal.
I mean, some people do, and some people don't.
It runs the gamut.
So part of the surprise is you know, the quality of the talk. I mean, sometimes they're amazing, and sometimes they're you know, and that's partly people's preparation.
You could have a really interesting title and a really boring presentation, or you could have a really boring title and an extremely good presentation. We've seen both, and most of them hit in the middle to better.
But if you are going to present, we one of our recommendations is to practice, and then practice a little bit more.
Well, because, I mean, the ones that I was watching online, you have the person saying the words, and those words are coming up on the screen at the same time. I mean, it could be choreographed in a way that's that tight, and often is.
It can be, and I've seen that used to great success. I've also seen people going, and, oh, my timing was off.
Another thing about Ignite, which I find really interesting, is probably people who listen to this show regularly have heard me bemoan the lack of non-commercial public space for people to talk and share ideas, where nobody really wants anything from anybody, but they're sharing ideas. I mean, it's a kind of fundamental, necessary part of being in a democracy, really. And it kind of seems like this might be that.
We actively discourage self-promotion, especially commercial self-promotion. There's a tendency for people to want to advertise their book or their product, and this is a free way of doing it, to have a captive audience for 5 minutes. And we do a little bit of curation. If somebody's clearly doing that, and when they submit their topic, we'll address it with them and say, please, this is not the point of Ignite. And then,
because otherwise you'd have a series of 5-minute infomercials.
Right. It's an enticing format. Yeah, yeah, it really is. And I've seen other cities really go that route, unfortunately. I was really excited that my hometown of Louisville, Kentucky, had an Ignite. And so I looked into it a little bit and just saw commercial topic after commercial topic. It sounded like, you know, how many pyramid schemes could I join in a day? You know,
so. Oh, my goodness.
I was upset about that. But, and, you know, hopefully we can, you know, create a vibrant community that is going to lead the way and show other igniters in other cities how to make this, you know, exactly what you said, a public meeting place to share ideas and values without commercial pitch.
And of course, there are some people who are going to be authors.
Right.
And so
sure.
Their
right.
book
Absolutely.
Will be.
Yeah. And books are interesting. Let's talk about them and some of the concepts that's in them. So, yeah. You know.
And the most limiting factor, more than our maybe our organizing discouragement, is the reaction from the crowd. People are very, igniters that attend are very sensitive, have a keen sense of that boundary. And if you're being sold to, if you cross that line, people are not going to like your presentation. It's not going to be a successful presentation.
Is it like the Fiesta melodrama where then they say, boo, get off the stage?
Not yet, but that would be cool. Maybe a little more audience participation.
Yeah. I should
hand out, you know, scorecards.
I'll plant some hecklers.
Yeah. Yeah, right, plant some hecklers. Do you have a crowd that comes back time after time?
Yeah, absolutely. I've seen a lot of familiar faces at these. Having it at the complex when we have it here in Santa Fe is an opportunity to see multiple people over and over again. Like I said earlier, the projects that happen there are really, really creative and interesting. So you get a lot of people just hanging out, and the email list that they'll, you know, plug us in this event is an extensive one that hits a lot of interesting people. So it'll be good to see all those faces again.
And if there's food, presumably there's a chance to socialize.
Absolutely.
At the beginning, at the end.
Yeah, there's a intermission. But you'll have 6 slides and then an intermission and then 6 more slide presentations. So it's a good chance to grab some food, talk to some people, kind of digest what you just heard, and then come back to your seats and go at it again.
And if there's anybody out there who thinks nobody's ever listens to me or my great idea, this is a chance. I mean, not this one, because this one's already all set, but the next one presumably is a chance for people to really fly it in front of in front of their peers, in front of their community.
It is a great opportunity for that. Again, we would caution against the advancing of your own personal occupational scheme or whatnot.
Well, no, I don't mean your get-rich-quick scheme,
exactly,
but your ideas about how to solve the world ecological or the local ecological crisis,
absolutely,
for example.
Absolutely. I think we're going to hear a little bit about that this time.
So this is all happening the day after tomorrow, Wednesday, the 22nd of September, Ignite New Mexico, from 7 to 9 at Santa Fe Complex. They can be found at sfcomplex.org if you want more information. It's right off of Agua Fria on Romero Street here in Santa Fe, or you can just show up. Is it a free event?
It is
free.
Yep. It's, of course, the complex is always willing to take donations at the door. They are an amazing space where they have the crossover of art and technology. You can take a program to them and say, I really just want to do this, but I don't know how, and they'll figure out a way to help. They have inspired me to do so many different things and get really involved in the community, so I can't thank them enough for their help. Also, Northern New Mexico Connect is a sponsor of ours. They'll be providing the food for the evening. We'll have some hors d'oeuvres and whatnot. There'll be refreshments, so get yourself a cookie. And in addition to that, Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce has been a big help as well. And a lot of suggestions and helpful information as far as putting an event together. This isn't my strong suit, but it's really good to show up, be a part of something, and take it hopefully the next level and learn a lot along the way. So,
Stephen Bohannon and David Gendreau are with Ignite New Mexico. What is your website?
IgniteNM.com.
That's easy enough.
You can go there and sign up for our email list or just check on updates whenever you want.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And it's actually Ignite-NM.com. I was just looking at it. And so once again, we are in the midst of our KSFR. Actually, we're coming toward the end of our KSFR fund drive. We're going to go back to regular programming very soon, but not quite yet. So you have the chance to give us a call at 505-428-1393, 505-428-1393. I'd love to get a report from the control room. How are we doing, Brian?
We got a couple thank yous, a couple people to thank for their donation.
Excellent.
We got donation from Michaela Locks.
Thank you.
Eleanor Layton. Tom Moore.
Thank you.
And Sloan Cunningham.
Wonderful. Now let's keep the telephones ringing. I gather it's been rather slow this hour. 428-1393 is the number. 428-1393. And Stephen Bohannon is very kindly writing a check right now. That is the sound of the check.
The sound of the check. And I make this out to KSFR, correct?
You make that out to KSFR.
Very good.
It's very easy.
Thanks
to
for
do.
The opportunity to help support. It's really, it means a lot to me to actually actively make a donation to something I really believe in. You know, it's one thing to be a shadow listener out there really being affected by this type of programming, but it's another thing entirely to get involved. So thank you.
Well, to be thanked for the opportunity to donate is a wonderful and rare thing. 428-1393. It is my great pleasure every day to bring you the Santa Fe Radio Cafe, and we hope that if you like it, and most of the people who tune in on a regular basis tune in because they like it, that you will reciprocate and just by whatever means you can and in whatever amounts you can comfortably by calling us at 428-1393. Last week we had just a wonderful response. I think this morning we've had a reasonably good response. It's hard. It's day after day. Some people say, oh, well, I'll tune back in when it's over. Yes, tune back in when it's over, but not until you've made that contribution by giving us a call at 428-1393. I've been told I talk way too fast and don't give the number enough, so I'm going to do it very slowly. 428-1393, and we've got people in the control room standing by to take your pledge. So, Brian, who is with us today?
We've got Robbie Dobbins in the phone room right now.
Our wonderful board member.
Yeah.
And he's handling it all by himself?
He is, and he's actually on the phone right now.
Oh, good. Here is my command.
And Bob Ross.
overwhelm the Roberts, overwhelm Bob Ross and Robbie Dobbins, so that they cannot handle or juggle the phones because it's just too much. Give us a call at 505-428-1393. Now, Stephen Bohannon, remind me, what did you say? Are you giving an Ignite this time, or you did one last time?
I did one a couple of Ignites ago. David Gendreau, my partner, will be giving one this time around. We have a full slate of 12 presenters, and we will do at least two reverse Ignites, that format that we spoke of where we take a random slideshow that no one's seen yet and put an unsuspecting improvisationalist into a relatively awkward situation of entertaining 100 people on the fly. It's gone well. It's gone poorly. It's gone poorly well. It's, well,
do you select the person or do they volunteer?
It's a volunteer process. I have some people that I can leverage into position if no one raises their hand. But
right.
Yes,
That is actually great theater training.
It really is. And that was a point that I wanted to reiterate here is that Ignite also services this amazing transformation of someone who was nervous in front of a crowd to someone who can handle 100 plus people at one time. Ignite's grown tremendously. I think the first one was maybe 35, 40 people here in Santa Fe. And the last time that we gave one here in Santa Fe, we topped 100. I think Albuquerque's reaching numbers of 150 or so. And it's grown every single time. And before long, we're going to be looking for a space that can accommodate 150, 200 people maybe.
So Santa Fe Complex has a limit of about 100?
Yeah, it's a... You know, the 100 is a really good number for the Santa Fe Complex, and if we get up above 120, then the standing room is going to get a little tight, and we might be looking for some other sponsors to help us out. I know that Simon over at the Chamber of Commerce has a dream of filling up the Lindsay at one point with these types of events, so looking forward to it.
That would be so awesome. 428-1393 is the pledge drive number, and I'm delighted that we have a friend who just stopped by the baking company, Dr. John Fogarty, who is not only a physician, but he is with New Energy Economy. Welcome.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte. Very good to be here this morning. I was just grabbing a cup of coffee on my way to a big showdown today.
Tell us about that.
Which is at the just outside of the Para building, a block east of the legislature. There's going to be a Tea Party rally.
Oh, Lord.
The Koch brothers, which are the two of the most wealthy men in America, are funding these series of rallies around the country to oppose any action on climate change. And today, the State Environmental Improvement Board is going to hear a proposal from the New Mexico Environment Department to set a cap on global warming emissions, similar to the proposal that we put forward several weeks ago, and you covered in a very detailed way. So anyway, there's a big rally today, Tea Party, funded by the oil and gas industry. And
these billionaires, there was an incredible New Yorker article written about them called the Koch Brothers Family Foundation. A lot of people didn't even know that, because they're philanthropists who fund a lot of things, didn't even know that they were basically funding all the Tea Party and anti-environmental movements in the country.
Right. They've done the Koch brothers and other wealthy donors, many of them from the oil and gas industry, the energy industry. They've done a phenomenal job of giving this appearance that there's this grassroots outburst against climate change. And it's really funded by the oil and gas industry. So it's really, really quite extraordinary. It's happening here in New Mexico. It happened up in Farmington about 2 weeks ago. There was a large rally, again, funded by the Koch brothers and by the Petroleum Association. So tonight at 7 p.m., your listeners, Santa Feans, will have an opportunity to speak about climate change, to speak about what we need to do around clean energy at the old Para building, which is at 1120 Paseo de Peralta, one block east of the legislature. You have 3 minutes to speak, and I know several weeks ago when you covered this story, we had a huge turnout of Santa Feans. We had students come out, moms. We had Native Americans from some of the pueblos. We had business leaders from Positive Energy, from the Solar Energy Association. So it's your time to come out and counter what the billionaires are trying to get us to do, which is nothing on climate change.
They should hold up signs that say billionaires against climate change.
Absolutely. I think we need to craft some of those for today.
428-1393 is the number. If you like what you're hearing, if you think it's important, if you think community radio is important, give a call right now, 428-1393. Now, you used the word showdown a moment ago. Are there counter demonstrations?
Well, we're doing our counter demonstrations in a very civil manner. We're having people come out in the evenings when there's an opportunity to provide public testimony to the Environmental Improvement Board about what needs to be done to solve climate, about the impacts that we're seeing, about the opportunities that are available to New Mexico if we take a leadership role on climate change, if we begin to prioritize the development of clean energy versus fossil fuel energy. So again, 7 o'clock tonight, and that's every night this week, the Environmental Improvement Board will be taking public testimony. And your listeners have an opportunity to come and voice their concerns.
Now, there was this opportunity several weeks ago around the time that we did here on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. We did a series on climate change. What's the difference between this and that? Is it the same set of testimony? Should people who testified then go again? Or is it a different thing?
Well, it is a different hearing. The New Mexico Environment Department has put forward a proposal to create a regional climate program, one that would be done in collaboration with California, with some Canadian provinces such as British Columbia, and it would be a much more robust program than the program that we put forward. Our program was a simple program just to get us started, just to get some baby steps to cap emissions here in New Mexico. We think both programs are very important. Let's get started here in New Mexico. Let's attract some of that capital that's out there, that there's literally trillions of dollars of investment that's sitting on the sidelines that could be attracted to New Mexico to develop solar energy projects, wind energy, geothermal projects, if we take a leadership role and we say we're going to cap carbon emissions and we're going to transition to clean energy.
The number here is 505-428-1393, and we've got a report from the control room.
We have gotten calls from David and Beth Davenport. We heard from Richard Camp this hour. Nat Wilson, he's a regular listener, Mary Charlotte, and he loves your show.
Thank you.
And then we have a first-time listener from Jeffersonville, Indiana, Karen Bo Annan.
Yay!
This
is
my mom.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks,
how wonderful.
Mom. You're so sweet.
Wonderful. So thank you, all of our listeners. Let's keep the phones ringing just a little bit more. We've got 10 minutes until the end of the hour. 428-1393, 428-1393.
And Mary Charlotte, I would just like to say that we need to support KSFR. The coverage that you did on climate change, 5 hours, where your listeners had a chance to really hear in-depth interviews about the state of the science, about the state of the opportunities that exist if we were to pass a cap on global warming emissions. That's just not being done on mainstream media. And frankly, the mainstream media has created controversy where there is none. The mainstream media has covered these Tea Party rallies where the quote grassroots funded by the billionaires are saying, oh, we shouldn't do anything about climate change. The science is still being debated. Well, that's not true. You look around the rest of the world, and China is a perfect example. China's even moving ahead on doing something on climate change. And part of that is because of the media silence that has been out there about what can be done, about the opportunities. And shows like yours, and I think shows on KSFR, go into depth about what is necessary, what is needed to address this issue, and how to transform our economy. So I want to thank you, and I want to encourage listeners out there that are listening in right now, make a call right now and support KSFR.
428-1393, 428-1393. It was very educational for me to do that last set of programs. We're going to do some more on climate change, because I thought, yeah, I keep up to date with this kind of stuff, and I thought I kind of basically knew the score, and there were so many things that I learned that I hadn't known before, and one of them was just in the economic area. Well, two things. One was that the cost of not doing anything about climate change is very, very high. The loss to New Mexican industries, I mean, the oil and gas industry, there's only so much oil and gas that's in the ground, and once you get it out, and it'll take some time to still get it out, but once you get it out, it's gone, so that's no longer a source of revenue. But the amount of environmental damage and therefore damage to the New Mexico economy that is done by not addressing climate change now is vast, costing every family in New Mexico thousands and thousands of dollars a year in taxes and in revenues. And then the other part of it was that there is already a $500 billion market in clean energy. And that is energy generation and, to a lesser extent, but still very significant effect, energy efficiency. It's about a 3-to-1 ratio. There are, if a $500 billion market is so huge, and it is expected to go into the trillions, and the United States doesn't even have a hand in the pie. New Mexico could be, I think you put it this, who put it this way, that New Mexico could be the Silicon Valley of clean energy.
Yeah, I met with some venture capitalists last week who were from California, and they were shocked. They said, why is New Mexico not the next Silicon Valley on energy? Because you have a wealth of energy resources, you have the land resources to be able to put up large-scale solar and wind, you have the human capital, you have the labs here, and you have a high unemployment rate in many areas of the state. So the ingredients for success are here. We just need leadership, and again, putting a cap on carbon is that kind of policy leadership, because investors are looking for that kind of security that a state or a region or a country is serious about addressing climate change and serious about transitioning to clean energy. I mentioned this on your show about a month ago, Mary Charlotte, that there was a meeting earlier this year that brought together investors from around the world, from Canada, the United States, Japan, Europe. They represented $13 trillion. That's trillion with a T. Their money is on the sidelines right now. It's not being invested. But they want to invest in clean technology. They want to invest in renewable energy. But they're waiting for a price signal. They're waiting for the assurance that fossil fuels, the real cost of fossil fuels, is going to be taken into account. And the one policy that they wanted to see enacted was a cap on carbon, a price on carbon. When that happens, we're going to see see investment unleashed. We're going to see new jobs, new businesses, and it can transform our economy.
What I think is such an interesting thing about the time we're living in right now is that there is all this capital, and there's a huge amount of it that is being sat on, not just around climate change, but in banking and all these other places. So it's like you have a room in which the table is set and everybody's hungry and there is a freezer full of food and they're not defrosting it because they're waiting for the conditions to be right, and we're sitting here hungry, not letting them, basically having policies that don't let them open the freezer.
Yeah, and they're opening, they're having some nice meals around the world.
They're having their own nice meals.
Yeah, the United States is just falling behind. The United States invented photovoltaic technology, but we're now the fifth producer in the we've fallen behind China, we've fallen behind Japan, Germany, Spain.
Yeah, Germany.
Yeah, they're racing ahead of us. And we see this kind of showdown happening all around America right now in California, where California passed landmark legislation a couple years ago called the AB 32 Act, which is the Global Warming Solutions Act, where they would begin cutting emissions. Well, it's under attack. And it's under attack by the usual suspects. The oil and gas industry from Texas and from Kansas, the Koch brothers included, are launching an $8 million attack to try to overturn AB 32. And on the other side, in the other side of the ring, you have venture capitalists. You have venture capitalists who realize that clean energy could transform the American economy. They're putting up the money to counter this. So we're seeing this war being waged right now, and again, it's the old, tired fossil fuel industry versus clean tech, clean energy, solar energy.
But what's interesting, it's not tree huggers against the oil industry, it's venture capitalists against the oil industry.
It is. It's fascinating, as it should be, because this is really where the money is. And we're losing the economic engine that we could have for America. Again, we invented solar energy. We're falling behind, and it's just a matter of creating the kind of policies to create a level playing ground. Other countries around the world are creating policies to incentivize development of solar and wind. China, Germany, Japan, they're all leaders in the world, but they have the right policies in place.
428-1393 is the number. If what you're hearing is interesting to you, give a call, 428-1393. We're trying to make our $1,000 goal for this hour, 428-1393. Now, we have the nerd power in the United States and even here in New Mexico. It's the policy that's missing. It's not like we don't have the brains.
Like what John said earlier, it's really a lack of leadership. And in placing that leadership into position is actually going to bring everybody else into the fold. We have all the resources we need here for that. And I think that's an important point to make.
We do. We have, national labs here. Venture capital, as I mentioned last week, meeting with a venture capitalist, saying, look, we're ready to invest. And if New Mexico, seriously, if New Mexico were to take a leadership role on climate, to put a cap on carbon, saying, look, we're going to begin to transition to clean energy, we would be attracting literally hundreds of millions of dollars, new businesses, creating tens of thousands of new jobs for out-of-work New Mexicans. I mean, some perfect examples. The construction industry here has taken a huge hit. We could put a lot of out-of-work construction workers back to work by revamping the oil and gas industry. There's a lot of fuels that are, a lot of methane that is lost out of oil and gas wells. We can retrain workers to begin to start working and create green jobs in the fossil fuel industry. So there's many different opportunities that are available to us right now if we had the policy in place.
And also making utility scale solar and wind.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You look at some of the areas in the state where unemployment is extremely high, Navajo Nation, for example, some of the highest unemployment rates in the country, 68% in the Eastern Navajo Agency, they have some of the best solar resources in the entire country. And we could be creating solar energy projects that would provide energy for Albuquerque, for Phoenix, for Las Vegas. Again, we just need the policy leadership.
Well, I want to thank you very much for being with us. John Fogarty is with New Energy Economy. And once again, if people want to show up for these hearings, where should they go and what's the website to find out more information?
The Environmental Improvement Board will be having hearings at the old Para building, which is at 1120 Paseo de Peralta. It's a one block east of the legislature. The public testimony, where you have an opportunity, you have up to 3 minutes to be able to say why we need to transition to clean energy, why we need to do something on climate change. That's at 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock every night this week and next week. So huge opportunity to get out there. If you want some more information about the proposals, you can go to newenergyeconomy.org. That's newenergyeconomy.org.
John Fogarty, thanks so much for being with us. And newenergyeconomy.org will also tell us where the addresses are and all that stuff.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, John,
and thank you, Stephen Bohannon.
Thank you very much, Mary Charlotte. It's been a pleasure.
And once again, we'll give you an opportunity to call. 428-1393, 428-1393 is the number, and we will hear thank yous at the end of the program. Thank you so much, Brian Highhill, for engineering. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We are on the web at ksfr.org, streaming at ksfr.org, and podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can write to me at radiocafe@ksfr.org. KSFR 428-1393 is the number, 428-1393. Give a call. Make your pledge. Support this public radio station. Keep us going for another few months. We are really living day to day, hand to mouth, fund drive to fund drive. So make your voice heard. If you like what you are hearing, if it's important to you, support KSFR. All right. And Brian, any last words before we go to the news?
Thank you to Irene Wellesley.
Thank you, thank you. Thanks to all of you. Keep the phones ringing. Keep Robbie and all the other Roberts going strong, answering telephones. Hasta la vista. Ciao.
Irene Webb.
Irene Webb. Oh, thank you, Irene Webb. Excellent. Ciao.
Give us a call, 428-1393, out of the local calling area, 1-866-907-5737, or donate online at ksfr.org.